Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to Cutting It Straight, the program that examines issues and topics from the Word of God that affect all of us. I'm your host, Doug Proietti, and with me to discuss these important issues and topics is Pastor Bruce David Bell of Berean Bible Fellowship. Thank you for spending some time with us, Pastor Bruce.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, today we're going to attempt to define somewhat of a broad topic. If you were to take a survey of this topic and you talk with different individuals in the body of Christ or the church, you'd get a variety of answers and opinions. Some of these answers and opinions may not even be biblically based whatsoever. People have been taught many different things about this topic, or they haven't been taught anything of real substance at all. And the topic I'm getting at is worship. So, Pastor Bruce, what is, or from its purest sense, what is and what isn't worship, the term we call worship?
I think we should go back to the Bible for that answer. The Old Testament, written in Hebrew, the New Testament, written in Greek, has a number of different words to describe worship, but the words seem to have a commonality between the two languages. And the first aspect of worship that we find is the idea of falling on our faces before God, falling on our knees, looking to Him for direction, looking to Him in reverence, in awe, and looking to Him because we realize that without Him, we are nothing and have nothing. Another aspect of worship that we find in both the Old Testament and the New Testament is the idea of serving Him. Worship includes the idea that our lives are lived before Him, and we serve Him no matter what we're doing. That's part of worship as well.
Okay. I wanted to go back to what you said about reverence is involved. Explain that, please.
All right. Reverence is the idea of awe. It's the idea of looking to God as the unique one, the one who is holy, the one who is unlike anyone or anything. And we fall on our faces before the God of the universe, knowing that our very next breath comes from Him.
Okay, so like the word love, you could say that worship is an action verb and it involves activity.
I would say that worship is an attitude.
Like I could say it's not like a state of mind. Is it? It's more of more of action. It's more action, right?
It's action, but it is an attitude as well. Whether we happen to be in a church service on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. which you had mentioned as a worship service, mm-hmm. or whether we're on the job during the week, it is the attitude of our heart that everything we think about, everything we talk about, everything we do, we offer up to the Lord in reverence and in adoration for Him.
Mm-hmm. So worship is 24/7 then?
Yes, that would be. If we're focused on Him, we're focused in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If we're focused on ourselves, we're focused in the wrong direction. And some people focus on themselves and end up worshiping things other than God without maybe even realizing it.
Hmm. Now, having said that, does everybody engage in worship in one form of another or another?
Everybody worships someone or something. Whether they worship God is another question. Sometimes we worship things that really are not bad. Our family, we worship our family, but that's not who we're to worship. We're to worship God. We may worship a wife or a husband, but a wife or a husband is not God. So everybody worships something. Even those who don't believe in God worship their unbelief. So we all are involved in lifting up something in worship.
Mm-hmm. And it's something the Lord takes very seriously.
Yes.
Who we worship. And, okay. In a practical sense, what did Jesus mean when he told the Samaritan woman that God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth?
Well, in that situation, the Lord was speaking to a woman in an area called Samaria, and they had a certain idea of where they were to worship, Mount Gerizim. The Jews had an idea that they were to worship in Jerusalem. But the fact is that 40 years later, Jerusalem would no longer exist. And the Lord was saying that worship is not so much focused and centered on a place. It is centered on the condition in our heart. Those who come to Jesus Christ have the Holy Spirit living within them. So he helps our spirit to be able to worship in a way that pleases the Lord. By our spirit, we worship in truth according to the Word of God.
Yeah, just looking at that, it sounds like there's a right and a wrong way to worship God. Would you agree with that?
I would say that a lot of people think that they're worshiping God today, when in fact, they may be worshiping a God of their own making. I think the biggest problem in the church today is idolatry. That may surprise you.
In the church?
In the church. And I say that because some people think of idolatry as worshiping an object of wood or stone. But that is not the case. Idolatry is worshiping God in a way that does not line up with who he is. And I think that is the problem in the church. We don't understand who God really is. That is the area that we need to focus on. What is God really like? If we could understand what he is like as best we can, we would be able to worship him in a way that pleases him, in a way that is more in line with who he is.
So in order to worship God correctly, we need to know what he is like, and we must know his word.
That's right, and that's where we find out what he is like. We find out through his word. We can look at Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And to a lesser degree, we can look at nature because that is the creation of God.
Mm-hmm. So we could say that worship is involved in everything we do.
Yes, and what we need is correct worship today, not just worship. We need to understand who it is we're worshiping. That will affect every aspect of our life. That will affect every aspect of the life of the church. That is what we need today.
Speaking of the church or going to a church service, is worship something that we can compartmentalize? Like, I go to work tomorrow, I turn the worship button off, or I go to church on Sunday and turn the worship button on. Is it always present?
I think we have to understand, as we said when we started, that worship is directed towards God. Sometimes I think, even in church, we're more concerned about what we get out of a church service rather than what we give to the Lord. That is true worship. That can take place there as a group. It can take place individually. It can take place on the job.
Mm-hmm. And that involves our attitude and how we do things.
Our attitude and how we perceive the one that we're worshiping.
Okay. What are some things that we can do to make our worship towards God more pleasing to Him?
I would say the psalmists have a good answer, where the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. I think we are not still before God. We are too busy, too many activities. We want to rush into the presence of God. And He requires that we take the time to be still before Him. After all, He is the God of the universe. So I think that would be a good place to start. And then I think the psalmist also talks about longing and thirsting for God. That should be the attitude of our heart, is that we long and thirst to know Him better.
And that's not something that we can turn on and off.
No, that's something that is just a part of our life.
And so worship is spending time with the Lord.
Yes.
And just waiting on Him.
Waiting on Him. And, you know, our heart overflows then with worship. Boils over, the psalmist said. It boils over with praise, with adoration, with thankfulness to Him. That's what worship is about.
Yeah. It seems like in the church today that we kind of relegate worship to the time of song and music and singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did that get confused with a lifestyle of worship?
Mm-hmm. I think that goes back to what I said earlier. Not understanding who God is. If we could understand who He really is, He is almighty. He is present everywhere. If we could understand He knows all things, if we really understood Him, I think we would truly have worship in the church and in our lives.
Yeah, and just His presence in our lives, you know, always, He'll never leave us and never forsake mm-hmm. us. If God is for us, who can be against us? That will cause us to reverence
yes.
Him more.
And to react to Him with worship.
Mm-hmm. All right. How does obedience factor in with worshiping God?
Only those who seek to glorify Him, to be obedient to Him, can worship Him. Even if we go to church and we're in a state of disobedience, He will not accept that worship.
Mm-hmm.
We need to confess that sin. That's a part of worship. Mm-hmm. Confessing that sin, getting right before Him, so it does not get mm-hmm. in the way
yeah.
of our time of lifting up His name.
Yeah, because judge anybody, but you know, you see people when they get into a worship service, you know, they're all reverent and stuff, but then their life might not follow that same thing. So how can our life be an ongoing worship service before God?
I think if we would realize that we are ever in the presence of God, whether we consider we're worshiping or not, that may change the way that we act. Maybe then our lives truly would be lifted up to Him, realizing that He sees everything that we do. He knows who we are.
Mm-hmm.
He is ever with us, as you pointed out.
Right. Yeah, and just knowing that He sees everything, He hears everything, and He knows everything, ought to cause us to, you know, want to please Him, because
yes.
He knows our hearts.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it at least to begin with. He is our God. He is our Lord. And we have been saved. Mm-hmm. We are his children, but we have been saved for this purpose, and that is to worship and to glorify him. That is what we will be doing for eternity. That is why he has left us on this earth after we were saved, in order to worship and glorify him.
And he is definitely worthy of that.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to thank you for joining myself and Pastor Bruce as we discuss this topic of worship. I know there's a lot of other things we could have gotten into, but we hopefully what we did discuss is helpful for that. And cutting it straight, we have that on our website, all the different programs we've done. This is number seven.
Yeah,
seven. So we have the other six on our website. It's bbfva.org. That's bbfva.org. Stop by and check out our Cutting It Straight programs, our Bible stories, and what is it? We're up to 476 Bible teachings.
Yes.
So for Pastor Bruce and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Cutting It Straight.
Thank you.